Hello and welcome to another Spotlight with me, Peter Smith, coming to you today from the North Bohemian town of Ústí nad Labem. I'm actually stood in the middle of Mirové náměstí, shall we call it Peace Square, one of many squares called Peace Square or Square of Peace here in the Czech Republic. The difference with this particular square is that this is a very new square and it very much reflects the industrial nature of this town, Ústí. No Baroque, no Gothic here, I'm afraid. We really are in probably one of the ugliest main squares in the whole of the country.
Ústí nad Labem was founded by the Přemyslid dynasty at the end of the 12th century on the banks of the river Leba, or the Elbe, as we better know it in English. It developed into a heavily industrialized town down the centuries, and that is a legacy that still haunts Ústí today. One of the reasons that Prague is so beautiful is because it never suffered at the hands of foreign invaders or World War II bombing raids. The same cannot be said for other towns in the Czech Republic, and Ústí is a classic example of this. Jan Schwartz works for the local environmental pressure group, the Friends of Nature.
The old buildings was destroyed, and when I was born, here was concrete buildings, and they stand now.
If you drive around the town of Ústí nad Labem, you'll soon realize that the area, although naturally quite beautiful because there's a lot of mountains here and the landscape is quite dramatic, it's quite obvious that a lot of it has been spoiled, particularly by the quarry works, the rock mining, and also, of course, the chemical factories. And, of course, with the river Elbe, the Leba in Czech, which, of course, the town is situated on, very, very important not to pollute a river so important as the Elbe, which really is the heart, very much, of the region, traditionally always has been.
Someone wants to build some buildings on the river, and we mean that it will be negative result to river. This organization secure the river Labe and animals on the river.
My name is Ladislav Prokupek. I work here for 2 years. This work is very, very interesting. Main environmental problem is mining of hills and quarries and our river named Labe.
With a reputation as one of the dirtiest and the ugliest cities in the Czech Republic, you may think that Ústí nad Labem has little to offer the tourist. Kristen Burnham is an American that has lived and worked in Ústí for 2 years.
If you would look at the old photos of Ústí, comparing them to present day, a lot has changed. A lot more cement buildings and basically a lot of criticism because of the cement. Obviously, being outside of Prague, you come to appreciate the city, people, and the Czech culture more. Ústí people, I think, are more friendly. They really want to show you their city, show you interesting places, and are very concerned about one having an enjoyable time.
In the end of the war, the American plane fell some bombs near our charge.
So if you look from the distance, you can see that the steeple is actually off-center. And that is due to the bombing that happened here in Ústí. And you can see it from a distance.
Was it actually hit by a bomb?
No, it was not hit, but just from the blast.
Now, you mentioned as well about the fact that the bombs went astray during the war. Instead
right.
of hitting military and industrial targets, they actually destroyed the old town.
Right, they wanted to bomb the chemical factory and the rail tracks leading to Germany, but the pilots did not account for the wind factor, and the bombs basically did not hit the designated target and hit a major housing estate and part of the center of town, thus contributing to the rebuilding of the concrete.
And thus contributing to crooked spires as well.
Exactly. But it is a nice contrast that you have this old church.
And times sure are a-changing. Ústí has never been a city regarded for its appreciation of the classical arts. But that may be about to change thanks to the local theatre's decision to introduce the Ústí public to Russian ballet.
Thank you. My name is Vladimir Nečas. Present time, I am artistic director of our ballet in Ústí nad Labem. Our theater was built or founded 100 years ago. In our theater played opera, and after Second World War, it was ballet group.
It seems maybe Ústí nad Labem is not a city for tourists. So why have you chosen to bring a Russian ballet troupe to Ústí nad Labem?
Because in our ballet job it's a very little place to work, yeah? When I finished my work in ballet of the National Theater, like solo dancer, I must to find a job, yeah? And I had the director of municipal theater in Ústí nad Labem is finding some ballet director. I tried it, and now I am in this place like an artistic director or chief.
There must be a very big difference between the people available to you in Prague and those available to you in Ústí nad Labem.
Yes, I think so. Our city is a little conservative. We haven't foreigners like in Prague. It's a little city and we have not too much visitors, and we must very good find and choose our performances, our titles.
Okay, you say that they are very conservative. In the past, what sort of theatre productions have they liked?
In first place, it was musical and operettes. For example, Strauss, Lehár, Offenbach and so.
You're in a good position to compare Russian ballet and Czech ballet. There is perhaps an attitude, of course, that Russian ballet is the best in the world, but what is your opinion?
Yeah, Russian ballet is first in the world, yes, it's true, and I must work with people who is very good prepared and who is very able. There is a big difference, yeah. Good dancer is a good dancer, and it's no different Russian dancer and Czech dancer. Quality is first place for me.
But a Russian ballet troupe does cost. With the residence at Ústí not exactly high up the list of average earners in the Czech Republic, can they really afford to come and watch the Russians perform?
Yes, it's a problem, it's a question. Visitor from Ústí nad Labem is poor. Ticket must cost not too much, like in Prague. Entry for our theater is not expensive. For example, the very good ticket, for example, 150 kronas, and cheaper is 40 kronas. It's not too much. At the present time, we have classical ballets like Swan Lake, Nutcracker, and Giselle and La Fille Malgarde. At the 1st of June, we will prepare first night of Romeo and Juliet.
And that was Peter Smith giving us an alternative view of the town of Ústí nad Labem.